favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from cotton.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster, and we're going to be talking about what's going on financially. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good.
Well, it looks like certainly there was some little problems with the market dropping out over in China and Asia and other parts of the world this morning. What happened?
Well, first of all, the market in China had come down about 20% from its recent 84% climb based upon $1.9 trillion injected into the communist Chinese economy since February. And a lot of that money went into the market as well as into real estate, which has gone crazy as well. And so today we saw 6.7% on the downside. So that's a clear breakdown. And so we'll probably drop, we're down 27, probably 27%. Down another 60% before it flattens out again. So there's got to be a bloodbath. And, you know, one of the things that was helpful in making other markets go up was the Chinese and other Asian markets which followed, and including Japan as well. And now we're looking at some big corrections. So I think, in spite of the efforts by the United States government, I think the stock market's going to start finally heading south. And so, the Chinese really didn't handle the thing properly. But that's understandable. They haven't been physically involved in that sort of thing on an ongoing basis, but for just about 10 or 15 years. So they're really new to the game, but it's going to affect all markets. And at the same time, you know, we see the U.S. government in the market every Monday trying to knock gold and commodities down, silver, and they did today, but they'll all be back tomorrow because they've run out of physical. They're not able to hit that physical market anymore, and so and then of course. We might, out of the investigations that look like they may come as a result of H.R. 1207, the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2009, which will pass the House. Now the question is, the part that the Fed has played in the sale of gold from the U.S. Treasury and their manipulation of all markets, along with the president's working group and financial markets. So we get that thing passed, we're going to find out lots of things that we couldn't find out before.
I was really interested that Barney Frank, Congressman Barney Frank, has said, or at least told Congressman Paul, that this will be passed in October and there will be an audit. Now, what about the Senate? Is it going to be able to get through the Senate, do you think?
Well, they have 34 co-sponsors, and we're looking at 100 people. And so they get another 15 or 16, I think they got it made.
And all right, so, hold on. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is, of course, Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. We're going to try to keep you abreast of what's going on financially if you hope to survive. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. He's with us every Monday afternoon. For those of you who are not keeping an eye on the markets, why the market, stock market in China fell, the stock market in Asia fell, Japan. I mean, they've really tumbled down. Stock market in China was down 6 or 7% today, but down strongly in Japan and all those countries, and our markets falling too. Remember, these are all manipulated in the United States, but certainly over there in China, why they don't manipulate it as much, it certainly goes along with certainly the availability of funds. It was overinflated, it had gone up 80%, and now it's going to probably drop 80%, because of course, there are 30 million unemployed in China, and China is not able to export. Now, of course, we are helping China. You remember, of course, recently, of course, we gave General Motors $50 billion so they could start opening plants in the United States to make jobs. Well, General Motors is opening plants, but they're in China. And I just read over the weekend about $250 million is going to be invested in China by General Motors, which got $50 billion of money from the United States government so they could preserve jobs. And they are going to make new jobs, but it just happens they're in China. I guess the Burma, you know, regime forgot to tell General Motors we gave them the money so that we could have jobs in the United States. Did you notice that, Bob?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, it just goes to show you, in simply in spades, that there's no difference between either party. They just do what the bankers and Wall Street and the big international transnational conglomerates tell them what to do. They don't make any decisions. They don't do anything except play zombie. And, of course, the one we had in there last time was not only a zombie, it was a lot of other things. But anyway, I think that that what's going to happen is you're going to get a terrific reaction down the line here. I think the Democrats are in serious trouble, and it's not serious trouble that they are going to be able to extricate themselves from easily. And it's not going to happen quickly. And they need that. And they're not going to get it. I mean, the president's approval rate is 41. Now, we projected in January it would be 40 in September or October. And we're right on, because we saw all this coming like a freight train. We knew what they were going to do. And this cap and trade is having
hold
a hard
that
time.
Thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Bob Chapman. He's just saying that President Obama's popularity has fallen from, I don't know, was 60 or 70% when he started, and it's down, it's up to about 41% now. And of course it's going to continue to fall. But remember, President Obama is simply a figurehead for the financial elite, the trilateral, call the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will, the people who give him his orders every day. People like General James Jones, member of the Trilateral Commission, Admiral, I think it is Burke, he's in charge of, or Birch, something like that, he's in charge of Homeland Security. Certainly the people in the State Department, Timothy Geithner, Secretary of the Treasury, they all come from the Trilateral Commission. They're the people who meet with him every day and tell him what to do. He is the figurehead that we look to, but of course Barack Obama, like most of our presidents, is simply does what he is told to do, unless he wants to take a trip to Dallas. But you go right ahead, Bob.
I think if they were to get any kind of a medical plan through, it would be a bones, just a bones bill. I mean, they would just to get a few things through. But I don't even think they're going to get that. Not only is the public irate, they're outraged. And then I think if they fail on cap and trade, and then they're sitting with, by that time, perhaps by the end of the year, the president's approval rating will probably be down around 30 to 35, and Congress might drop to 8 or 9. The only good thing they got going in the Congress, in the House at least, for now, is 282 of them said, we'll co-sponsor 1207. And they're going to get a few points, and that might save some of them.
Now, for our listeners, of course, that is the audit of the Federal Reserve System, which is, of course, the financial arm of the banking elite. The banking elite owns the Federal Reserve System. Most people think this is a branch of government. It is not. It is owned by the large private banks, and of course they use the Federal Reserve System as a front for their activities, but they can't let the American people know that. The whole financial crisis is contrived simply because the banks got together and decided they weren't going to lend money. They can borrow money at 0% and lend it out at 15%, but they refuse to do it. Why? Because they want to bring down our financial system. And when you understand that, it begins to make sense. Go ahead, Bob.
I think it is very aptly put. It's not only the Fed, but all the banks are lending money that they create out of thin air. And that's got to be brought to a halt, too. You know, we were able to live with 8 to 10 times deposits, and but now they're at 50. And that's outrageous. And the only reason they could have done such a thing as professionals is to bring the system down, as you said. And so I think that what's going to happen here is that the exposure that's going to come as to what the Fed has been doing is going to bring about massive changes. I mean, even Bonnie Frank said, well, I want to tack something on the bill that says I can't lend to non-banking entities. Well, that's all well and good, and if we get the bill, that's fine. But once the exposures come out, the things that the GAO audits don't tell you about, because they're all on the take too, is that this is one monster that we've got that's been looting us for almost 100 years. And many other nations have the same problem, have had for centuries. And so there's a bill in the hopper already. It's been in there for years, re-entered every year by Ron Paul, to terminate the Federal Reserve. And if things work our way, that's what will happen. And that will give us a great chance, a really great chance to stop these people. And I only hope that it works out that way. And I only hope that we get people in Congress who are nothing but are different than the people who are in there now, who are all paid off.
Amen to that. And of course, they do what they're told to do. They are well rewarded financially when they retire. They become lobbyists or they get jobs with large corporations. Or certainly they are taking money like Mr. Jefferson did. I think he got a $90,000. Of course, he got it from the FBI. And it was simply a sting operation. But how many of them are taking money under the table? An awful lot of them are. We have the finest politicians money could buy. And if they don't take it directly, of course, they sell their votes to get money to give to their districts so that they can get reelected. That's the way the game is played. The whole idea is to get reelected so you can continue to be the honorable so-and-so, and so you can get this wonderful pension fund they have, plan they have, and you can get the special health care benefits. But believe me, the members of the House of Representatives and the Senate have both voted down amendments to say, well, if we have a socialized medical system, why, of course, the elite, the congressmen, will get the same medical care as everybody else. And they vote that down. Why? Because they don't want, Chris, to have a Social Security system like the common people, because that's out of money. That is going to go belly up here in about 3 years. They don't want to be on Medicare, because that's actually already gone belly up. That's the reason they're so frantic to do something, because Medicare is putting out more than it's taking in this year. because, of course, there's so many people out of work. But they can't tell the American people it is the gigantic Ponzi scheme, because we put Bernie Madoff in prison for running exactly what Congress has been running with both Medicare and Social Security. They are both Ponzi schemes. Bernie Madoff spent the money, the excess money, on high living. And what do you think Congress did with the excess money on Social Security and Medicare? They spent it all, and they put IOUs in the till. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, the answer to that, of course, is the termination of lobbying and campaign contributions, and that's all by the government giving money to each participant in congressional and senatorial elections, and the proviso that you can't begin to campaign at least 2 months prior to the election. And then we can have some kind of sanity. Everybody will have to talk about the issues. And I think that should go a long way toward fixing some of the problems, at least for the time being.
In fact, today I heard an advertisement for Barbara Boxer, our United States Senator from California. What a wonderful job she's doing, how she's financing, you know, research on biological and diseases. And the advertisement was financed by the pharmaceutical industry, because Barbara Boxer is consistently voting to give money to the pharmaceutical industry. So they're running, you know, ads here in California saying how wonderful she is. Well, they don't mention he's wonderful because she gives them our tax money. Go right ahead, Bob.
It's the same old thing over and over again. And the system's got to be revamped and changed and thoroughly investigated, and if that doesn't happen, I tell you, it's going to be awful, because the public is on the edge. Unemployment is continuing to slowly go upward. The only way that companies can make money is to cut employees, which make up about 70-75% of the cost of doing business, and so. And that's going to be perpetual, and the economy's not going to recover. We'll have a slight blip for maybe a year, and that's it. It's over.
But they're already talking about they're going
to stimuli again and whatever else they have to do.
Well, they're already talking about the necessity for another stimulus bill. They even haven't even spent the money for the last stimulus bill, and they're talking about another stimulus bill. And then what happens later this year when an awful lot of people across America have run out of their unemployment benefits? They can't get a job. They have no unemployment benefits. Then what happens? We already have, I think, 32 or 33 or 34 million people living on food stamps in the United States. What happens when we run out of money for food stamps? Because right now we're having to borrow probably between $3 and $4 billion every day. The government's having to borrow that much just to pay its bills. There's no way we can pay our bills. We are borrowing money, and yet, of course, we're spending money like a drunken sailor. And really, we shouldn't say disparage drunken sailors. At least they have a certain element of responsibility. At least they work for a living.
Well, if they don't extend unemployment benefits indefinitely and food stamps, they're going to have a revolution in their hands. I mean, the people are mad enough as it is. We now have the highest poverty rate in the world among, you know, major countries. That's probably some 50 major countries. Our poverty level is higher than that of Turkey and Mexico. I mean, you know, people just don't realize how many people are in serious trouble.
And not only that, we have the highest prison population in the entire world. One out of every 32 or 33 adults in the United States is in prison, probation, or parole. How did that happen? Well, it got an awful lot of innocent people in prison, unfortunately, because you have a corrupt court system where the whole idea is to win, not necessarily whether you're innocent or guilty, but you got to win the case. And when the prosecuting lawyers withhold evidence and falsify evidence and accept perjured evidence to win the cases, but what would you expect in a nation that's turned its back on God, where there is no right and wrong, there's no fear of God, and we have real problems in America, Bob.
We sure have.
Well, what's happening?
You know, and the incidence of law enforcement lying is terrible.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We'll accept your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you can see what happens when a nation turns against God, when there are no moral standards. That's what they teach our kids in school. There is no God, there's no right, there's no wrong. You do what you want to. You decide what's right and wrong. You can see what happens when a nation does that. Well, Bob, certainly, where are we going as far as the finances are concerned? Certainly, the automotive industry had a tremendous boost as far as the cash for clunkers bill, but an awful lot of people who might have gotten a car later got one now. But what's going to happen next? Is there going to be a fall off, do you think, in car purchases?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they'll have a tremendous fall off. And it'll spread. You know, people just can't afford to buy cars without some incentive, a large incentive for government. I mean, it's been 6 or 7, 8 years that they've been having these no money down, no interest, that sort of thing on cars, and they've just destroyed their own markets. And it's not only GM and Ford and Chrysler. All the others have done it. We're talking about more expensive model cars at BMW and Mercedes. They all got involved in it, leasing. They all destroyed their aftermarkets. And it's been going on for a long time. And I don't see any pickup. And I see more and more layoffs, not only in the United States, but all over the world. People are going to, you know, be driving cars that are 10 and 15 years old, just like we did in the 50s and 60s.
Well, certainly things don't look very good for the automotive market, but the difficulty is that certainly we're having real trouble with manufacturing. Boeing, you know, has a new plane. It's not good. Well, it's going to be tested at the end of this year, but it won't be delivered until, you know, the end of next year. And China is going to begin producing major planes here before long. They have all of our technology. It's only a matter of time before they start producing large jumbo planes just like the Europeans, just like the United States. In fact, there's very little that we can produce in the United States that they can't produce as well in China or in India. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you're right. They did give them the technology, and it was deliberate, another way of destroying the United States. And, yes, they can produce them. How good they'll do, I don't know. The Airbus is a so-so plane as compared to Boeing, and so you're going to see, as long as these people in office and people behind government can get away with what they're getting, and what did you to do the same thing? It's not going to stop. They're going to destroy the economy. They're going to get rid of all our jobs if they can get away with it, and that, of course, will flow to other countries, because if the Americans aren't got buyers, who are all the exporters going to sell to? Well, I don't know. Nobody, I guess. And, you know, the third world and the second world is already complaining that America caused this terrible thing, and the Federal Reserve is what caused it, and that, you know, they need a break, they need help. They're not going to get it. Everybody's going to be affected by this. Nobody is going to escape. And you're going to see down the line about a year here, GDP start to fall again, unless the banks start lending lots of money and start changing and escalating the
hold that thought,
the ability,
hold
the
that
ability
thought. We'll
to
right
use
back.
Credit cards.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and Bob just says that nothing's going to get better. as long as the banks refuse to lend money. And the big banks have lots of money. They can borrow it from the Federal Reserve at 0% and lend it out at 10 to 15%, but they're refusing to do that. Why? Because they want to bring down the economy. And certainly the small banks are afraid to loan, and a lot of them are in real trouble financially. And of course, the big banks are too big to fail. We're going to back them out, back them up with our tax money. The little banks we're letting be gobbled up. We're talking about literally hundreds and hundreds of the smaller banks going under here that we keep talking about. 200 or 300 banks going down in the next year, smaller banks, but they're all being bought up simply by hedge funds or by foreigners. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And we have Dave calling in from Vermont. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Hi. Very, very well. Thank you. Good evening, gentlemen. I have a question about the audit bill. Let's say it gets passed in October, and then it goes on to the Senate, and there'll be a delay there also. And let's say that it does pass the Senate, and then the GAO then takes over with the audit, and it will take them, Bob, how long will it take them to do the audit? And then, you know, what I'm saying is it's going to be an awfully long delay before we see any results from it.
Good point.
Well,
what are your thoughts on that,
that's
Bob?
That's true, but I don't think the GAO is going to do it. They've been doing it, and the people aren't happy with what they've been doing, so it'll be another agency. And then it'll probably take at least 6 months, so mid-next year, before we see anything concrete coming out of there. But it's going to come. And maybe we'll have to wait for total results to the end of next year. But at least we'll have it. It beats nothing at all.
And I think the important thing is, Dave, it's an educational process. People all across America are learning that the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. People are learning that here's an organization that's so powerful, they're above the law. They've told the courts, we're not going to abide by your judicial ruling. They've told Congress, we don't have to answer to you. So I think people are beginning to understand that there's something rotten in Denmark. And, of course, what we have to do is get enough people to understand the degree of corruption in the banking service. If you haven't read my series of articles on Andrew Jackson's farewell address, the May-June articles are posted, the July will be out in a few days. Read them and understand we're reliving exactly what happened in 1837. Anything else, Dave?
No, thank you very much.
All right, God bless, but don't get discouraged. Everything takes time, but this is the first time in my memory there's ever been any talk, serious talk about going ahead and having an audit, and people are beginning to learn we have a corrupt banking system that is controlled by an elite. Of course, beyond that, eventually we hope to teach people about the Brotherhood of Darkness and the spiritual forces which are energizing what's going on. Well, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman, certainly one of the most knowledgeable people about what's going on financially because he's been in the financial markets for the better part of 50 years. Bob, certainly as we look and see what's happening today, and we see, you know, certainly the gross domestic product, GDP, has actually shrunk for four successive quarters. They keep saying, well, but it wasn't down as far this last time as it was before. Oh, should we feel good about that? Or should, you know, certainly we must be having more production than we were, or are we?
Well, I think they're preparing for more warfare. And the troops that are coming out of Iraq are going into Afghanistan and then Pakistan. And, you know, it'll continue that way. They have to have war in order to divert the attention of people from the financial and economic problems. That's part of the facade that is being perpetrated in order to cloud the
financial and economic problems, the facade being the argument over health care and cap and trade. These are diversions, believe me. They might not seem like they are, but if you think of them in that context, you'll know that they are.
Well, the United States is the largest debtor nation the world has ever seen. How long can we continue living on borrowed money? I mean, you and I couldn't do that. Can the government do that indefinitely? Well, our guest has been, certainly is and will be, Bob Chapman. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Right now, we've got George calling from Toronto, Canada. How are you doing, George?
I'm fine, Dr. Stan. Yeah. It's so wonderful that you have Bob Chapman on. He's got a magnificent mind. He really knows the markets and politics. He's just wonderful.
Well, I agree. That's why we have him on, and we're very grateful he will come on.
My wife's been telling me that for 45 years.
You know, I think... I'm not trying to butt into U.S. politics here, but, you know, you guys really need term limits. In fact, I think most of the governments around the world should have term limits from municipal levels, you know, up to federal levels. Because these guys get so ingrained and, you know, bought by these lobbyists. And is it true that the politicians down there, when they run for office, any money that's left over that they haven't spent on their campaigns, they get to pocket? That's one question. And the other question I have is a technical question for Bob. Bob, I've heard you on the Melissa show mention something called an HUI. I wonder if you could tell me what that is and how you use it.
Okay, well, let's pick up on those two. And the answer is yes. On the first one, and that is that they do get to keep the campaign contributions that are left over. Now, often the party says, well, we want that for this, that, and the other thing, but they can keep them. Secondly, and that's quite an incentive, if you get $100 million to run for election and you spend $30, and let's say you give the party $20, you can still get $50 million left over. As far as the HUI is concerned, there's two indexes. One is the XAU and the other is HUI. They both concern gold and silver shares. They both contain producing companies. And the XAU is an index that carries companies that don't, but many of them hedge forward their gold production or silver production, and that they are put in that XAU category because of that. The other index, all of the stocks except one, is unleveraged. They don't hedge forward. So it's a pure play on current and sometimes future earnings.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Bob Chapman. And Bob Chapman was just explaining the difference between XAU and was it HUI? Were those the two things?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, before we go on, why, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, if you'd like to call. But right now, all of our lines are filled. Before we go on, I want Bob to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with him and get a copy of the International Forecaster and perhaps subscribe to it. I will tell you that I look forward to it coming every week. In fact, it comes on Wednesday, it comes on Saturday, and I read them as soon as they come. And go right ahead, Bob.
The International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs 35 or 40 pages. And for those who are not on the Internet, we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month.
You can get a free introductory copy, one of any of the three ways I'm going to tell you. You can go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. You can email us, bob@intforecaster.com. That's bob@intforecaster.com. And the third way is called toll-free 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Do you have anything else you want to ask George?
No, I want to finish this up.
Okay.
And that is, there is one stock in the HUI that was put in there through political pressure that shouldn't be in there, which is Barrick Gold, which helps rig the gold market for the U.S. Treasury. And that's a fact because it came out in interrogatories that were held in a lawsuit several years ago by a coin firm in New Orleans. And finally, the coin firm won and received a settlement from Barrick and others who were involved in it. And so it's prima facie evidence that the U.S. government is rigging the market, and Barrick was involved with them. And from the very beginning of their gold escapades, we'll call it, and it shouldn't be in there, but it is. But anyway, I prefer the HUI stocks. I won't buy the XAU stocks. I've never bought Barrick and never will.
Okay, fine. Anything else, George?
No, that's all. Thanks.
Thanks very much. Let's go to Gene, who's calling from Capitola. We'll get to Tom in just a moment. Gene, did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Bob, I wondered if you could explain... and I'll take this on the air, but I mean, I wondered if you could explain the life cycle of a dollar. I'm not able to put my hands on that, and I think it's good for people to know, you know, the pathway that the dollar takes and its relationship to when bonds are issued by a foreign government. What is that, you know, that whole thing. I'd really appreciate it if you could do that.
Well, I'd appreciate it if I had several hours, and I can't do that. And so the Treasury requests money be printed by the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve goes ahead and prints it for them and sends it over to the, or sends the order over to the Mint, and they print it for the Treasury Department. The U.S. Treasury also issues bonds, bills, and notes. And they do that, too, by public auction. And usually there's 21 dealers there that will take down the offering if it's not bought in completion. And on the other hand, money is created by the Federal Reserve, as we talked about earlier in the program. The Fed can create any money, amount of money that they want, and lend it out to others. And any interest that they receive goes to the Fed. And, of course, this is what they've been doing in propping up banks, insurance companies, and stock brokerage firms that are essentially bankrupt. And so that's an overall view of how that works.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, let's go to Tom, who's calling from Chicago. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hi, fellas. Here I'm calling from the... most corrupt state in the Union.
And from one of the windiest cities, so go ahead.
What I'd like to ask Bob is, Bob, if you heard from any of the subscribers the slam dunk that was done by Bob Brinker on his phony show yesterday, his front for the Illuminists, about attacking...
No, I have not heard that, and you'll have to tell me what he said.
He attacked all those that were supporting the Ron Paul House resolution as being country bumpkin stupid idiots. And it was hilarious because it just like he was promoting the global currency with gold backing a couple of weeks prior, you could really see he's nothing but a point man. just like Kramer and all the rest of them.
Well, I think it's interesting that over 280 congressmen have endorsed the House resolution, so I guess they're all crazy and country bumpkins too.
Well, he made the statement that you're going to hand this over to the Congress that's already spent us into this quadrillion trillion debt. And these guys don't know what they're doing. Well, the Fed is so much more. You know, Bernanke has done such a great job, and it's such a great job that we have him. I was just about to burst out laughing listening to everything he said. It was just a terrible program. I wouldn't listen to him again.
All right, fine. Well, that is the one thing you can do. If you don't like what I say, you can turn me off. And if you don't like what Bob Brinker does, why, turn him off and tell his advertisers why you're not going to listen again, okay?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Brinker is a very knowledgeable man, and for some years I listened to his program. And then several years ago, he got into some of the things that I get into, and he was read the Riot Act and said, you know, you're off the air unless you shut up. And now they have him as a shill in order for him to stay on the air. So there's no sense in listening to him because you're not going to get the truth.
Okay.
And it's a tragic shame, but it just shows you how many of these people will roll over. And that's why my publication and I'm unique. I won't roll over for any of them. They hate me. If they could find me, they'd kill me.
Amen, brother.
Okay. Thanks very much for calling, Tom. Now let's go to Mark, who's calling from Denver. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan and Bob, I just had a question I'm sure everybody has all the time. You know, of course, gold and silver are important, but we're constantly told by the brokers who sell these about how we should buy the collectibles because of confiscation. And when I ask them and tell them, well, first of all, we don't know if there will be one, and we don't know if Obama or whoever's president will change the rules anyway. I mean, is it a concern to be worried about confiscation and buy collectibles or just buy the bullion?
I wouldn't be concerned with confiscation. You know, if they want gold or silver, all they have to do is go to the ETFs and say, look, we're taking all the gold and silver that you have. We're going to give you dollars. And they're all professional investors for the most part. And so they don't care. They just go down the road and do something else. Or maybe they'll buy physical. Who knows? But the point is, that's where they would go to get it. Or they might try to, make some of these groups that hold gold for people like Goldline and people like that, even though they're outside the country, if it's held by American citizens, they might demand that they turn it all over to them and they would pay the American citizens for it. But less than 5% of Americans and probably less than 3% own gold and silver coins and bullion. And so, do you want to make a whole population mad by going after a few scraps of gold? This is not the 1930s. People don't walk around with $20 gold pieces or $10 liberties in their pocket. That's passé. So I see no confiscation. Getting to the dealers, when you buy commemoratives, you pay a premium for them, supposedly because they're not confiscatable. Big deal. Try to sell them and find out how much you'll get behind spot. Second of all, circulated numismatic coins are nothing but bullion coins, just like commemoratives, period. If you're going to get into something where you don't have to pay taxes nor declare it, you buy mint state graded numismatic coins. And that's the end of that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Don't let these people buffalo you. They're a bunch of crooks.
Okay. Well, why don't you say it like it is, Bob, anyway? Let's go to Frank, who's calling from Salinas. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Franks. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for your program. I was wondering if you and Bob would perhaps help me out. I have, you know, quite a bit in gold and silver, and I do have some stock, but I do need to diversify into, you know, you're talking about the currency of the U.S. going down. So I was wondering, there are something I heard of called you can buy currency shares of Swiss franc or Canadian dollar or Australian dollar. Do you think those diversifying out the dollar temporarily by buying some of those currency shares would be make any sense?
The cheapest way to do that, if you want to do it, is to buy the treasury bonds of the country involved, Swiss franc government treasuries, Canadian government treasuries. That's the way you do it. And the commissions are minuscule. I know one firm that charges $25 for the trade, whether it's for $10,000 or $10 million. So that's the cheapest way to do it. When you get into the ETFs, you're gambling. And when you get into buying currencies forward, sure, they'll say, we charge you 0.75% in, 0.75% out. Sounds good. But they don't tell you that they're making a market in the currencies and that they're acting as principal and taking a piece out of the front end. So you're not paying 1.5% to get in and out. You're probably going to pay more like 6 or 7%. So I don't recommend currencies. For coins, bars if you choose, I don't like them. Gold and silver shares, you know exactly what you're getting for your money.
I do have a lot of gold and silver shares and otherwise. And if I called your number, could you give me the place, the broker or whoever it is that would sell?
Absolutely. We help everybody. And incidentally, never get paid anything by anybody to do the people who subscribe. And in talking in relation to getting a good coin broker who's honest or a stock broker who's knowledgeable and honest, all you have to do is email me. And that's bob@inforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com, and we will help you, believe me.
Good the internet.
Be fine.
I'm handicapped. I can't use the internet.
All right, I'll tell you what you can do. Call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188, and you just tell them that you want to talk to me. Be sure you elucidate your number properly, and I will call you.
Okay, I certainly appreciate that. Can I ask one more question?
Sure, go ahead. But let me, my number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Frank, go right ahead.
Okay. Just as a matter of curiosity, you know, our country is in financial problems, so around the world, if you, I know you follow, you know, global, what's going on globally, stocks getting a AA, A rating. Could you name 3 or 4 countries around the world that you think would have the highest, going to put a financial rating on countries?
Well, the Swiss and the Canadians, up until a few weeks ago, Sweden had a heavy, very high rating, but they now have negative interest rates, if you can believe that. In other words, they pay you to borrow money. And so I'll have to leave them out. But Norway has an extremely good rating.
Uh-huh.
Not England, not the United States. Those are the best ones. If you want to follow up, you might try Australia, but now you've got 4 places to go to.
Okay.
I prefer Canada and Switzerland. Norwegian bonds are not easy to buy, but you can get them. And none of them pay over 1.5%. I mean, we're in a world that you don't make any money doing that. All you're doing is hedging against the dollar.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
As long as Uncle Stan
go,
says,
go right
okay.
Ahead.
September and October are always just a matter of curiosity for you think that September and October are going to be a big decline and then as sort of the normal stock market situation every year, those 2 months seem to be the worst, and then it kind of goes back up around Christmas time in January and February, and then kind of starts down again. Do you think that kind of what might kind of happen this year?
I think so, and if for no other reason, the stock markets of the world, never mind the U.S. market, are vastly overpriced. And so the chances of that happening are very good. I certainly don't see it going much higher because the leadership's been so poor, the earnings stink, and on top of that, you've got extraordinarily low volume, the lowest since 1993. And I might add, and this is terrifying, 73% of the trades are black box, which is algorithms, which are computer programs, and they just play like a casino. Now, if you were to take all of that away, I mean, what would you have left of the market? Not very much.
But I really do believe...
a firm like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, if they were to go out of business, there wouldn't be much of a stock stock exchange left.
And, of course, they're all lying about their earnings. And I mean, we are subsidizing with our tax money. In fact, we gave Goldman Sachs $12.5 billion in the second quarter of next year, and they made an amazing profit of about $3.5 billion. My goodness, if you give me a $12.5 billion, I could make $3.5 billion myself. You know, why did they make so little when we gave them so much? Well, because they're head over heels in debt. They're all lying about the situation. I think Bob believes, as I do, that most of these major banks are all bankrupt. But believe me, somebody's salting the money away. And we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth in all history from the average taxpayer here in the United States to the ruling elite that all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness. We'll be back in just a moment. Hold just a moment. Go ahead, Frank. Did you have one?
Dan and Bob, I just want to tell you how much all your listeners appreciate. You know, it's so hard to find the truth any place about what's going on. I just want to thank you very much.
God bless, and thanks very much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Frank, and right now, of course, we've got about 2.5 minutes for Bob to wrap up the program. So what are the thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners out across America?
Well, one of the things is that, you know, you see this leadership in the market right now for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are bankrupt, belong to our government, the American people now. And then you have a Citigroup. And then you have AIG. AIG just went from 10 to 40. And why did all that happen? You know, they all doubled or whatever. It happened because the large firms withdrew the stock that they had lent to people who were shorting the market, betting it was going to go down. If you bet Citigroup is going to go down in value, you go short. But you must borrow, say it's 1,000 shares of Citigroup, from somebody who owns it. And they charge you for that. And so what the large brokerage firms have done is they have withdrawn all of the stock that they lent out. And the shorts had the cover by buying. And that's what ran these stocks up. They did the same thing about a year ago when the banks and the brokerage houses and the insurance companies was selling common and preferred stock to raise money in order to bolster up their balance sheets. They wouldn't let people short stocks like Goldman Sachs. There wasn't any stock available. So it's just another big scam, and nobody's doing anything about it. Absolutely nothing. We have regulatory agencies that just don't work. It's all politically motivated. All the orders come from the government, and it's either some small brokerage firm or some small broker that they hassle. Not the big ones. They hassle the newsletter writers like me, trying to put us out of business because we tell the truth. They don't want the public to know the truth. They want to rob them.
Well, it's an unfortunate situation we're facing, but certainly this is what happens when a nation turns against God. Our guest has been Bob Chapman. Bob, we'll look forward to seeing you this evening at the regular time.
I will be there.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster. And as always, we enjoy having him on here on Monday afternoon. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And, of course, this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, we have about 60 outlets every single week. But it's an expensive proposition. I will tell you, an awful lot of the people who have been with us 10 or more years, sometimes 15 years since the very beginning, are having financial difficulty. They've lost their jobs, so they're not in a position to help. We send them our newsletter just so they can keep abreast of what's going on, but we are going to have to depend upon other people stepping up to the plate. So if you're out there and you can help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand what is really going on, of course, you need to read my newsletters. They're at RadioLiberty.com. My May and June newsletters are there. And the July newsletter will be posted shortly. And if you don't subscribe, why, of course, and you want a free copy, and you get anything else, you can just ask for the July newsletter. We'll send you a copy. That's the July newsletter, which completes my analysis of Exodus 18:37. Farewell address. You need to understand what happened to understand what's happening now. So don't forget about our October 5th all-day seminar here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay with Dr. Catherine Albrecht and William Gill and Tommy Mouton to come. Anyway, there'll be a great lineup, and we're looking forward to your being with us. On October 25th, you're going to have to have reservations because we're serving lunch. And then, of course, if you want to understand what is going on, we've got a new four-tape set. It's Ron Brown talking about Bonds, the Vigilante of the Stock Market. Bonds, the Vigilante of the Stock Market. Excellent and financial analysis on things that a lot of people really don't understand. They don't understand the difference between stocks and bonds, but Ron does an excellent job. We're very pleased with that. We've got a great new four-tape set on the swine vaccine, the swine flu vaccine. You need to understand how dangerous, potentially dangerous, this is. And as of the 26th, which is just about 4 or 5 days ago, when I called the CDC and Glaxo, which is producing the vaccine, they said they didn't know it was going to be in the vaccine that's going to be released in a little over 6 weeks. They don't know it's going to contain fluad, which is a squalene additive that is a disastrous condition, disastrous adjuvant, because it promotes autoimmune disease. So why does the CDC want to include it in the vaccine? They won't tell us whether it's going to be in the vaccine. But, of course, it produces autoimmune disease. And who are they going to target? The children with no evidence it's safe there. Pregnant women with no evidence it's safe there. Why are they doing this? Well, suddenly you need to get my material on population control. If you get any of our items, while you get the population control agenda monograph, you need to get it. Otherwise, it's available on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. But you need to get my talk on planned population reduction, on none dare call it genocide, on population control, and then, of course, you need to get the monograph, and you need to get the the tape set. It's very important information on why they outlawed DDT. They outlawed it not because it was harming the environment. They outlawed it because it was saving too many lives. People were dying of malaria, and that's what Alexander King said, the co-chairman of Club of Rome. The elite want to kill off most of the people in the world. We talk about the terrible, swine flu that's killed about 1,500 people throughout the world as of the August 12th, whereas we lose 2,500 people every day. 2,500 people, or almost 3,000 people every day of malaria, which is unnecessary, and of AIDS, which could have been stopped long ago. If you haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, you need to get it. Although when I wrote the book, I didn't understand that AIDS is primarily about population control and killing blacks in Africa and in the United States. Our number 1-800